World War One on the BBC.
A stay-at-home holiday.
The 3rd of August. It's a bank holiday Monday, but the European crisis has meant that many officials can't leave London. And people who've been on holiday have drawn back to the city to wait for news.
How to be happy in London.
The press is still advertising amusements.
White City offers a boundless variety of entertainments. Human roulette, a cyclist monkey, the world's smallest motor car track.
The cabinet meets yet again to discuss Germany's ultimatum to Belgium. Belgium's neutrality is clearly protected by an international treaty, which Britain and Germany have signed. Nevertheless, four of the cabinet have said they will resign if Britain goes to war. But advocates of intervention are gaining in strength. The powerful Chancellor of the Exchequer, David Lloyd George, now believes that the German invasion of Belgium must be resisted.
If the small nationality of Belgium is attacked by Germany, all my tradition and even my prejudices will be engaged on the side of war. I'm filled with horror at the prospect.
At 4 p.m., the Foreign Secretary, Sir Edward Grey, stands up in the Commons to state the British position.
We are going to suffer, I am afraid, terribly in this war, whether we are in it or whether we stand aside. If we do stand aside, we would sacrifice our respect and good name and reputation before the world and should not escape the most serious and grave economic consequences.
As Grey finishes speaking, it is clear that resistance to war has drained away. The Conservative opposition, who have already urged the government to intervene, pledge their support. So do both the Ulster Unionists and the Irish Nationalists. The Home Rule issue is dead, for the time being. Only the small Labour Party and 28 dissident Liberals stand out. In Paris, the German ambassador goes to the French Foreign Ministry to deliver Germany's declaration of war. France has been careful to do nothing to provoke its neighbor, but Germany's military plans are inflexible. France must be defeated first so that it cannot help its ally Russia. As the ambassador leaves, he hands a private note to the French Prime Minister.
This is the suicide of Europe.
Back at Whitehall, the head of the Foreign Office, Arthur Nicholson, goes in to see Grey.
The Secretary of State was leaning gloomily by the window. Nicholson congratulated him on the success of his speech.
I hate war, he groaned. I hate war.
The Foreign Secretary remains lost in his thoughts as the evening draws on. Looking out the window over St. James's Park, he remarks,
The lamps are going out all over Europe. We shall not see them lit again in our lifetime.
Thank you for downloading this program from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.